This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Our next speaker, Vaiatoa Tuelepapa, is a very outspoken and proud Samoan Fafafine. Vaiatoa is a member of the Samoa Fafafine Association and a graduate of Auckland University, holding a Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science. Vaiatoa is currently a senior officer in the Disaster Management Office in Samoa. She's famous in Samoa for her designing consultancy by the name of Island Couture. This has seen her design and dress numerous Miss Samoa and Miss South Pacific title holders. Vaiatoa, did you design anything last year for 2010? I was the lead judge of the Miss Samoa pageant last year, and I didn't see you anywhere. That's why I was asking. Vaiatoa has also successfully organized the Fafafine Industry Variety Awards, which was the first of its kind in Samoa, to showcase the colorful entertainments by the Fafafine in Samoa, and to date it remains the talk of the town. Please give a very, very warm welcome to Vaiatoa.
Thank you, Honorable Ambassador, for the introduction. It's aloha, everyone. I utile utufia le vai sama le vai moena I ita I eile tangaloa e mua mua ona ufa apoi poi lilia I le paia ma le mamalu a heeta I nele malo, I le maota. Tulou le fanua le ele ele mo na tapu a fanua. Tulou tangata anuu o Aotearoa. Ia tu lau foi usu au su fono mai Asia mal Pacifica. Tu lau Samoa na lua. Le pa ia mal mamalu o au malanga mai Amerika Samoa ma Samoa. Tu lau lava. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished delegations from across Asia and the Pacific. Thank you for this opportunity to hear the voices of the Pacific, and hopefully it will echo through this forum, through these hallways, and across the vast Pacific Ocean, so it may have an input and significant change in our purpose to advocate for our God-given, universally declared human rights. As introduced, I am Vaiatoa Tuelepapa, an executive member of the Samoa Fafafine Association Incorporated. I am humbled to be given the opportunity to speak on behalf of our president, Roger Toto'ali'i Stanley, who could not be here today. Roger is one of the few Fafafine who has been recently appointed at the Assistant Chief Executive Officer level for the Ministry of Women, Community and Social Development, an achievement the Samoa Fafafine Association is most proud of and is inspiring for most to follow. So even though she is not here physically, she is with us in spirit. And it's a good thing she's not here, because otherwise she would be snoring already in the front row and asking when morning tea will be served. But for those of you who know Roger, she may be snoring, but if you're out of line, she'll come back to life like a hungry lion. And considering her voluptuous island delights, her attack is not a pretty sight. She is, after all, once, twice, three times a lady. It is probably one of our known attributes as Fafafine. We say it as it is, with little consideration of how you perceive what is said. It is one of the reasons why we naturally become strong advocates for what we believe in. And in this gathering, it happens to be our human rights. I will speak today about human rights and the intricacies of navigating the minefield of traditional and cultural values versus the new age laws and customs among, and most importantly, its relevance to the lives of Fafafine. Fafafine is a cultural identity. It is not a sexual identity. To understand a Fafafine, you must first understand the Fa'asamoa or Samoan culture. We are intrigued with the wealth of knowledge and learning from this conference, especially with the LGBT community, the history, the struggles, and finding the way forward. It is therefore necessary that the LGBT community has an opportunity to hear a perspective from a vulnerable group within a vulnerable group within a vulnerable group in Samoa called Fafafine. There is a Samoan saying, or Samoa wa umo na tofi. Samoa has already been defined. The three main pillars of Samoa is culture, the church, and its constitution. Its social structure determines roles and responsibilities of each individual to uphold, to honor, respect, and execute to keep the stability and harmony and well-being of all. This definition of Samoan society predetermines the purpose of an individual and their entitlements. When a child is born, this child is born with its unique cultural identity and associated birthrights. They are the living continuum of family genealogy, heritage, and history. They are heirs or suli to family land, ele'ele, fanua. They are heirs to chiefly matai title, and their birthright is to inherit all of the above, plus the coconut tree and the mango tree in front of their house and fale, Samoan fale. They are the for the male, the tama, their identity is well established. They are the strength, o le maalosi, the tautua, the pule, the authority. For girls, o teine, they are the most sacred, o feanga tausi, o tama sa, o aunga faapai, e osi taulanga ai tamatane, yasa umolo lato wola. She is the covenant, the honor upheld and protected by her brothers. If from her womb, our genealogy will continue. Olifai oa, olitausimea, iona faiva lo filima. She is the provider, and the wealth of her family lies in her hands to protect and maintain. O paema auli, she is the peacemaker. It is the same identity given to Christianity as a founding principle in the Samoan culture. Christianity was given the utmost respect as the whenga, or the covenant, and the social structure will protect it and honor it, as we do today. Every Samoan inherits these rights from birth. It is why when a Samoan meets another Samoan, the first question is, what is your name? Where is your village? Who are your parents? What church do you come from? What land do you belong to? And never do we ask, who or what do you sleep with? Because of these cultural birthrights, this is the basis of our existence. When a fafafine is born, like every Samoan boy, a fafafine is an heir to land, matai titles, to the authority. It is our role to uphold family honor by preserving the covenant between boys and girls and God, olevata pu'ia. In their growth, fafafines can also be providers and peacekeepers. It's the perfect cocktail of the two roles and somewhat overprivileged, but it's inheritance that comes with a price. It is with these birthrights, fafafines in Samoa have long enjoyed the Samoan people's sincere tolerance as they are children of the land and family. So in my country, you being Samoan, having the blood of your ancestors running through your veins, being a vessel to uphold family tradition and culture, having a purpose to care for your sisters and brothers, and honoring your birthrights is your first measure as a human being. Me being fafafine is secondary, and so is what I do in bed. Fafafine have sex with straight men. This is a fact. But it is not perceived a homosexual act, and this is the culture. This cultural identity is extremely important because it is the foundation to our approach to advocating for human rights. We as Fafafine are extremely proud of our culture. Our place in Samoan society and recognition of our people is the reason we stand straight, we walk tall, we sing loud, and often arrogant, thinking Samoa is bigger than Africa. But our culture, the essence of our very being, is also our greatest enemy. The true test of Samoan people's tolerance was tested when sexual rights, sexual orientation, the term homosexuals, homophobia, stereotypes, reproductive issues, and marital preferences became apparent with the wake of the HIV and AIDS pandemic in the late 1980s. It severely challenged the status quo and the three pillars of Samoa. The culture became strongly influenced by labels, terminologies, and its associated implications. Fafafines embraced similar cultures such as drag artistry, entertainment, and even gay lifestyles when traveling abroad. The unspoken Fafafine having sex with men was immediately thrown under the microscope, and our cultural identities became confused in the process. The shameful realities of the silence with Fafafine sexuality became more and more prevalent. Issues around child abuse and sexual exploitation of Fafafine, generally by male family members, and Fafafine's were family members, were unreported, and it was a fact Samoa had to face. Orientation by overseas experts focused on homosexuals, and Fafafine were immediately targeted because of assumed and apparent sexual orientation. It was the first time Fafafine started to hear of LGBT. The church, the Fafafine community, despite its strong presence in church activities, became easy targets of the usual bullshit. You are an abomination. Homosexuality is a sin. While ministers turn a blind eye to alcohol abuse, to crime, adultery, rape, and murder. Yep. For our constitution, pressures of consensual and non-consensual homosexuality and wearing and having articles of women's clothing on you in public was against the law and punishable by fines and imprisonment. A direct cut and paste and what I like to call nip and tuck from colonial New Zealand administration. In Roger's own words, they say I'm breaking the law because I'm impersonating a woman. Well, show me a woman that looks like me. So the realities of the sexuality of our cultural identities tolerated by people before became more apparent. It was just as ugly and real as it is around the world. These realities you are too familiar with. Which brings me to the second part of my address, and which with these surfacing realities and challenges, what did we do about it? The Fafafine community is a traditional part of the Ministry of Health since the initiation of the HIV prevention program in 1987. It has established its role as the advocacy leaders that outreaches to the marginalized groups and those who cannot be reached by the official networks. It was the beginning of the Fafafine movement. For the first time, organized workshops and strategic gatherings to discuss issues on health, sex, and well-being for Fafafine saw the potential with the Fafafine community to take HIV and AIDS to the next level. Using non-conventional means of promotion, and for decades, the Ministry of Health has capitalized on social and professional connections of Fafafines to reach the marginalized and vulnerable groups. This is where Fafatama comes in. Because of the status of women culturally, the Fafatama community are not visible as the Fafafine community. Their issues are often conservative and reserved within the comfort and security of their own families. Unlike Fafafines, who sometimes think they are in Hollywood, Fafatama keep to themselves and keep their mamalu, their sacredness, and their honor, because although their sexuality was also thrown under the radar, advocating for something that is not broken will probably go against them. So in one Fafatama's words, let sleeping dogs lie. This is their preference and a position we must respect. Prostitution and Fafafines involved in cash or kind paid sexual activity also received an extended hand from the Fafafine community, although this is never encouraged as an option for a full-time job in the islands. There's a lot of land to work. The awareness for HIV and AIDS and Fafafine taking the leading role eventuated to the establishment of the Samoa AIDS Foundation. Ken Moala, who is here today, and Teresa Apa were founding members of the HIV and AIDS agenda, and the HIV and AIDS agenda escalated to new heights. By this stage in our movement, the Samoa Fafafine community was ready to take the bold step of establishing a collective to focus purely on vulnerable groups within vulnerable groups within vulnerable groups. And after cheap bourbon, as Tara puts it, and borrowed coke at Roger's mansion, which could only fit 5 people, the greatest initiative of our time was conceived to establish a Samo Fa'afafine Association. And sure enough, 9 months later down the line, the most beautiful, most danka, most manu bad, most beautiful Samo Fa'afafine Association was born. It gained instant political support with our prime minister as a patron, and instantly Safa'a was in a position to make a stand. Fa'afafine's rights advocacy began to include the rights to our sexual orientation, our gender identity, cultural identity, and gender expressions, with the minor issues of same-sex relations, adoption, and anti-discrimination. Samoa Fa'afafine Association submitted last year a law reform commission to decriminalize punishment to homosexual activity and female impersonation. I am pleased to advise that the Samoa Law Reform Commission took on board our submissions and recommended it to government. We are awaiting to hear the outcome of that exercise. But nevertheless, we will still wake up every morning, wear our puletasis, put on our big flowers, and we go to work to provide for our families despite it being a crime. The police do what they want, do what they do, and we do what we do. It's like a mutual respect and understanding of our reliance on our gender expression as much as our reliance on our careers in order to support our families, just as the police do. Sadly, the GLBT model is found wanting for us here. Because with the advent of HIV and AIDS in the Pacific, the issues are now of about sexuality and sexual acts. When for us, the Fa'afafine and Fa'afatama, we have this rich history in our heritage which we are woven to. Removing the association of our role to sexual acts, and in conjunction with the Samoa AIDS Foundation, we are making inroads into the general public in terms of making safe sex acts campaigns a part of everyday life for all Samoans, not just Fa'afafine. We are going back to our roots, our cultural identity, and use that model instead of the GBLT model or the foreign terminologies. It's appropriating what works in our construct. Why should we use an outside model that will only insult and antagonize our elders, our culture, our people? It doesn't make any sense, and it is perhaps the reason why the sex act models will continue to push an uphill battle in Samoa and the Pacific. In our advocacy, we want to make known the Yogyakarta principles as new as 2006, and we acknowledge their use relevance to Western societies or societies where there is consistent abuse and confusion in terms of citizenship, gender identity, and sexual orientation. But because of its focus on gender identity and sexual orientation, its application are flawed for us in the Pacific. We know our sexual orientation, and so do all of our people. We know our place and our gender identity, and so do all of our people. Our drive and strategic direction is to full steam ahead with capacity building for Fa'afafine, so they truly know their place in society. It's the only way they can contribute, by feeling a sense of pride of belonging to something that is part of you and your culture. For us, it's a long road from a humble beginning as a social gathering, which then led to the formation of Samoa Fa'afafine Association. And we are here, and we are humbled by the opportunity. So the question really, what do we want from this conference? We are able to share our cultural perspective and our cultural identity, but what do we really want from this conference? What do we want to achieve? And it's quite simple, and I think we have three main agendas that we want to push through. One is funding. Funding. With the proper support structure to work with us on relevance of policies that work in our culture, in our context. We don't want you to give up on us. Real value is based on gathering real evidence. As a movement, we need to hold you, donors and people who are responsible for providing this funding, accountable, but we must also determine if your structure and policies are effective and applicable in our context. Two, Asia Pacific needs to be inclusive of the Pacific. In bold, otherwise, don't use the Pacific if you never want to see a Fa'afafine again. To officially include our cultural identities, this is the third point, in the documentation, in the language, and the advocacy. We respect LGBT, but if the only excuse is adding all the names is too long, like commonly said, then let it be so. Have 10 papers with all the names. That's what we want. Our world, yours and mine, is in trouble, and there is no argument at all. We live in a society bloated with filled with data and information. We ride the subhighway of Facebook and Twitter and emails, yet we are starved for wisdom. We're connected to each other 24/7 through technology, yet we are filled with anxiety, fear, depression, and loneliness, issues which are at an all-time high. Don't you feel or agree with me that we need a correction in our course? The link between the past and the future is very fragile, especially more so for us in the Pacific. Our forefathers fought for our human rights. It's why we want to continue the battle. So in closing, I would like to offer you this. The Asia Pacific, we would like to see it as our canoe. Our people are the voyagers. True navigation begins in the human heart. It's the most important map of all. Together, we can do it together. Together, we can genuinely help each other. There is nowhere else to go, and this is the message for our Pacific delegation and for everyone here today. There is nowhere else to go. What we are looking for is right here. What we are looking for is right here. I would like to thank the Netherlands government, the United States government, and also the government of New Zealand for inviting us here today and being able and having the opportunity to sponsor our participation. We are very grateful. Thank you very much.